This is James Zahn, senior editor of The Toy Book, bringing you The Toy Report for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. The 2019 Astra Marketplace and Academy took place in Pittsburgh this week, and there the American Specialty Toy Retailing Association unveiled its annual list of the best toys for kids. The list includes winners in 17 categories, with Fat Brain Toy Company leading the pack with 5 wins. Additionally, Astra members elected 2 specialty toy industry leaders to its executive committee and 4 to its board of directors. Next week, hundreds of toy and youth entertainment industry executives will gather in Minneapolis for the Toy Association's annual business conference. There they will learn insights on the most important issues affecting their businesses, including critical updates about the threat of tariffs on toys imported from China. Co-hosted by Target, the two-day conference will take place June 18th to 19th. Moose Toys was named Global Master Toy Partner for BBC Studios' Bluey. The studio also struck a global broadcast deal with Disney to premiere Bluey internationally on Disney Junior beginning this fall and on the upcoming Disney Plus streaming service. A new wave of Jazzwares Fortnite toys are available now. The new products include a second series of the 4-inch solo mode action figures, an updated early game survival kit, and a 1-to-1 builder set including building materials, along with the much-anticipated Legendary Series 6-inch premium action figures. Zuru goes back to the land before time with Smashers Series 3 Dino. The new collectibles combine the dinosaur craze with the unboxing, reveal, and surprise trend. The collection revamps the Smash Ball as a smashable dino egg, housing a selection of mutant robot rock-hard fossil dinos and the ultra-rare Skull Smashers. E1 will release Peppa Pig, My First Album, on July 19th. The collection of 16 newly recorded tracks will include extended versions of kid-favorite songs from the series, along with new tracks composed for the album and songs featured in the UK theatrical release, Peppa Pig, Festival of Fun. Harley Bird, the voice of Peppa Pig, sings on several tracks. Hexbug launched new additions to its BattleBots line just as a new season premiered on Discovery. The fresh assortment of robotic micro-fighting machines are ready for kids to bring the battle home. The LEGO Group introduced an epic building set that features an iconic moment from the original Jurassic Park movie. The LEGO Jurassic World Jurassic Park T-Rex Rampage is an impressive 3,120-piece set, with the gate standing at 16 inches tall and the brick-built T-Rex dinosaur measuring a whopping 27 inches long. Fuel your fandom with this news from the Pop Insider. The Pop Insider is on the ground in Los Angeles for the Electronic Entertainment Expo, better known as E3. We're reporting on all the latest announcements on new games and hardware on the way from Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, and more. Check out full coverage at thepopinsider.com/tag/E3. Arcade 1-Up hit E3 with some big reveals. Marvel's Super Heroes and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are among the fan-favorite titles from the 80s and 90s that Arcade 1-Up will bring back this year. The long-rumored fan-requested titles are expected to be amongst the hottest home arcade releases for 2019. But the big reveal came on Wednesday when Arcade 1-Up revealed the Atari Star Wars cabinet. The new cabinet includes the famous X-Wing Yoke controller, along with the vintage Atari Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi games from the early 1980s. The cabinet is expected to hit retail in limited quantities this November. At last week's Licensing Expo in Las Vegas, At Games Interactive unveiled its Legends Ultimate in-home arcade cabinet. It's a machine that will include 350 retro video games from a variety of licensees, with the option to add more via downloadable content. Now the company has officially leveled up for its proper launch, appointing Chizcom as its agency of record for digital media strategy, PR, events, social media, and creative services. Hasbro joins the CEO Action for Diversity and Inclusion. The toy maker joined a growing coalition of companies pledging to advance diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Hasbro is pledging to continue taking action to cultivate a workplace where diverse perspectives and experiences are welcomed and respected, and where employees feel encouraged to discuss diversity and inclusion. Hasbro is also launching its 2020 Transformers Fan Vote, in which it will engage the entire global Transformers fandom to help choose the next Decepticon to join the War for Cybertron lineup. The winner will be announced on July 17th to kick off San Diego Comic-Con, where the company will offer several exclusives, including a new Power Rangers 2-pack. Funko is gearing up for the 50th anniversary of San Diego Comic-Con, with a full range of fan-centric events and exclusives to be sold from the company's first-ever double-decker booth. The massive 30x10 space will feature more than 75 San Diego Comic-Con exclusive vinyl figures. The Washington-based purveyor of pop culture collectibles and consumer products will arrive at Comic-Con with new products spawned by an exclusive licensing partnership that allowed Funko and Comic-Con to develop and co-brand exclusives for the five-day event. On thetoybook.com this week, we have a first look at PBS Kids Arthur joining the Night Buddies lineup from Cortex Toys. At the Astro Marketplace and Academy, Night Buddies creator Sally Connolly unveiled the first samples of Arthur Night Buddies, which arrive at retail later this summer. Distributed by Cortex Toys, the award-winning Night Buddies are a soft toy and nightlight all-in-one. This year marks both the 80th anniversary of Batman and the 30th anniversary of Tim Burton's 1989 Batman film. As part of the year-long Long Live the Bat celebration, Max Marketing's Yumi Toys officially launched its full line of Batman Designer Series specialty chibi plush. First seen at Toy Fair New York this past February, the Batman Designer Series celebrates the Dark Knight as he's appeared in comics through the decades, with artwork reflecting the character's adventures from comic to screen. The Jim Henson Company's recently relaunched distribution label, Henson Independent Properties, has acquired the rights to distribute two new series, Alchemy 2's classic The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin and T&B Media Global's Hashtag Friends. Super 7's latest additions to its ever-expanding line of reaction figures are straight out of Beacontown High, circa 1985. First seen at Toy Fair New York this past February, the title character from filmmaker Rod Daniels' Teen Wolf gets the 3.75-inch treatment for a pair of new figures. The Scott Howard Letterman edition presents the character in his classic blue and gold school jacket, wolfed out and ready to ride on the top of Styles' Wolfmobile van with sunglasses and headphones. The Scott Howard Varsity edition is decked out to run the court and score some high-flying dunks in the big basketball game, representing the Beacontown Beavers. Both figures come packaged on a vintage Kenner-style 1980s card back with artwork from the movie poster featuring star Michael J. Fox as Scott Howard. This is the Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper on these stories and more at toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.